Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. This is the last of this season. How do you feel about that, Mother?
A little sense of relief, darling, that I'm not pounding the streets of London.
Well, don't get too relaxed because we're up in Edinburgh.
Oh, pounding the streets there.
And doing a live show. How are you feeling about that?
Sing out, Louise.
I'm very excited.
We are about to announce that the second show is sold out.
Wow.
So we have two sellouts in Edinburgh.
That's the way I like it.
The only way is down from here, Mom.
No. I'm kind of a sellout person, darling.
And we are really excited to announce that we are putting a third show on because of the phenomenal demand. We have decided to put a third show on. So we will be doing three shows in Edinburgh.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
If you look, bands in town are advertising it as you singing.
Oh.
So bands in town have got Jessie Ware performing at the Gilded Balloon. Just check.
Oh my God, you can be on the spoons.
So I might be
backing
vocals.
We'll get you a yazoo. What are they called? Kazoos. You can do the theme tune, Mum.
I just... So I bet they want you to sing.
Yeah. No, I'm not singing. Definitely not singing. Sarah, manager, is scrolling through Bands in Town now, livid, sorting it out. Yeah, so third show we're about to put on. Really excited. We are yet to announce our guests, but they are sorted and they are fantastic. The dates for the shows are the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of August.
It's the 4th of Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, somebody messaged me yesterday saying I'm doing the Borsan chicken on Instagram. She sent me a picture saying it's going in and it looked beautiful. Yeah,
oh, wow,
that was
good
very
for
sweet.
Her.
Yeah.
She's not even got the cookbook
yet.
She
hasn't even got the cookbook, so that was just because we
has
talked
someone
so
leaked it online?
So, hold on. Oh, somebody's also asking for recommendations in Skopelos. This is, we're now
travel
food,
guides.
Baby advice centre. Hi, Jessie. We're off to Skopelos this August with our 10-month-old baby girl and wondered if you had any tips for going with the little one. Do they have Aptamil on the island? Would most of the restaurants be okay with babies? And is it easy to cook for little ones over there and eggs, etc.? Lion stamp or cinema? I don't know what a lion stamp is, babe, but I did respond to her.
They have organic eggs there.
You're going to be fine, B. Beamers, 88.
You but can I did take your baby you. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah, look, Nell acting up on Instagram, Borsan chicken going in. I said, ooh, let me know how it goes. And she said, delicious. There you go. That is one for the books. Thank you, editor,
strange.
Producer Alice, for adding that one to the book.
So we've got a veggie today.
We've got a veggie who apparently doesn't like mushrooms or truffles. And I just found out, but thank God I haven't cooked with either. thank God. We have the wonderful Ollie Alexander from Years and Years coming on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to meet him. And I watched him make that fantastic speech at Glastonbury.
That was really beautiful and heartfelt.
Yeah.
And he seemed incredibly emotional about it, and quite rightly so. It was celebrating 50 years of Pride.
Pride.
Which is, well, it's just been this weekend. Well, it's been all the month, but London just had their Pride at the weekend. And I wished I'd been there, actually. It looked so beautiful. So, yeah, this was a perfect way to finish this season. Sorry, have you got somewhere to be?
Yeah, the AA are coming, darling. I've got a puncture.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Well, hold on.
I've got to go out at quarter to two.
You've got to go out at quarter to two? That's when we're doing the podcast.
I'll have to just nip out quickly.
On the menu today, I've done a salad that I had. I was in Dorset at the weekend in Bridport, where my husband's family live, and we had this gorgeous al fresco dinner, a barbecue and loads of salads, and I made a salad that I've been obsessed with since I kind of had a version of it in Esther's, my favorite coffee breakfast spot in Stoke Newington. Anyway, so it was this delicious fennel salad that came with a poached egg, and they did some fantastic roasted something or other in a puffed barley thing, which I didn't do, but it's a really fresh, delicious salad, which is just shaved fennel with lemon and oil, olive oil, and then you put jalapenos in, and nectarines, which are really good at the moment, and then some gorgeous goat cheese on top. So that's what we're having, along with a bulgur wheat kind of tabbouleh, which is a bit everything but the kitchen sink, which our friend Rang, who listens to this all the time, thanks Rang, you are one of the best cooks I know, and she did it at the weekend, and she's put black beans in it, roasted butternut squash, black olives, pine nuts, loads of herbs, and kind of made like almost like a salad dressing, quite a sweet salad dressing, you put it in. So roasted aubergines in there too, so that's really tasty. Hello.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to meet you. So Ollie arrived, knocked on the door. I don't know how he got in, but he's here. How long have you been veggie?
Since I was 13.
I don't usually like veggies, but I think I'm going to take to
I'm
you.
A good one.
A good veggie.
No, you should hear what she... I mean, you've probably heard what she says about them. She's horrendous.
It's because I'm frightened of vegetarian cooking. But I do know because my son-in-law reminds me, and Jesse, I've got to think about the planet.
I know.
Plant-based. Is that why you're a veggie?
I'm sure he wasn't thinking about that. No, when he likes
pigs probably, or cows or something.
Well, I do... I think anything that has that can smile at you, I do sort of think is hello.
So this is my husband.
Have you met Sam before?
I can't remember if we've met. Maybe like very
briefly. But actually, Ollie, can we clarify this? Because I feel like we haven't met as many times as we. I feel like I know you very well.
It's because we've.
But like, I feel like we don't actually. We haven't hung out that much.
I think it's because our paths have crossed many times. Yes. So like, we've seen each other for like in and out of backstages at festivals and things. We're like, I love you, Jesse.
Yeah, no. When you were doing, we were both doing the thing for Universal. That thing at that like thing where you sit in front of the whole of Universal and they're like. These are the people that we really hope do well
horrible,
this year.
Yeah.
And like you went before me and you were like dancing and amazing. And it was just that smile beams. But like, I feel, we always pass each other. But this is the most amount of time that we've had together. We
Definitely.
Are going to have. And it's such a pleasure to have you.
It's so nice. Thank you so much for having
me. No, it's so like, so, it's,
we're
it's
thrilled.
So, we've been, honestly, I was saying this to him before. We've been trying to get you for seasons.
Oh, stop
you're,
it.
You're,
seasons.
You're in demand.
And you're our season finale, the big one. We have to end with a bang.
Oh, my gosh.
You are after this, so we've got you for a few hours. But after
one
that,
hour?
1 hour, it's fine, we can talk very quickly. We won't inter- we've been in yeah. We've been in trouble that we interrupt a lot, so...
No, but that's what you want to hear. You want to hear you guys.
No, well, no, we want to hear you. Basically, you are going after this to do Gogglebox with your mum.
Exactly, yes, I'm going
are
to
you?
Gogglebox, yeah. I am, yeah, well, me and my mum.
You brought your mum
along.
I know. Oh no, I know.
We like mums.
Yeah.
Where is she?
She's on the train right now, coming here.
So where are you from?
Well, my mum lives in the Forest of Dean, which is...
Where is the Forest of Dean?
It's in Gloucestershire.
It's very... It sounds like...
Quite
Robin
magical,
Hood,
doesn't
Robin
it?
Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yeah. It is quite... It is a bit like that. It's quite a magical place. It's very pretty. It's in... We moved there when I was 8 years old. Me, my mum, my brother and my dad... my mum and my brother still live there.
Do you know what you're going to watch?
No, they just show you on the day. They show you, yeah.
Just that sodding Love Island.
That'd be great.
Oh, no,
are you watching Love Island?
Yeah, I do watch Love Island. Do you watch it?
I'm obsessed.
I know.
I'm actually on the best group. In fact, maybe I can get you into this group.
Stop
it's a secret WhatsApp group.
Stop it. This is the best moment of my life.
And fucking, somebody said, do you mind if my dad joins at the weekend? It was fucking Jonathan Ross joining.
Uh-oh.
And then,
oh,
I know, no. And I was like, oh, hi.
You need to hook me up, Jesse. Jesse, you need to hook me up in this WhatsApp group.
Would you be up for it?
I'm up for
I
it.
Have to put it to the group, and then they either accept you or
they'd
not.
They'd love him.
They would love you. Yeah,
what if they reject me?
No, they, are you fucking kidding me? No, it's
just
it's
tell
brilliant.
Them you know that Barcelona is the capital of Italy.
Oh my God, Italy. That was amazing.
Is Italy the capital of Rome?
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, but bless them.
Italy's what do you mean, bless them?
No.
Our education system has failed.
No, Jordan was like really confident. I felt like she was so confident with her answer.
Yeah, then she said Italy was in Spain.
Well, you know what? Like, it's...
But you're watching it.
No. She texted me saying, why do you watch this shit with that clip?
I know.
I love it.
I'm depressed.
So did you grow up with your mum and your brother?
Yeah, and my dad. Yeah.
And your dad. Okay.
Until I was been about 14, then my parents separated, and my dad moved away, and so it was just me and my mum and my brother. But even before my dad moved away, to be honest, it felt more like just my mum and us. Bit of an absent father.
I know that one. So who was cooking?
Mum, always mum.
Good cook.
Very good cook.
What was
very
your favourite that she used to cook?
She always used to make she makes a lasagna. And she's always made really good lasagnas, although recently she introduced beetroot into her lasagna, and
ooh.
I don't know how she did it, but it tastes so good.
Ooh,
yeah, that's a good idea.
I've been saving that one up to tell you guys, because I thought you would like it.
Well, so she puts it, what does she use instead of mince meat?
So she uses loads of vegetables, so it's a vegetable lasagna, and it's still
and
got...
And she's putting beetroot in.
Yeah.
It's quite meaty, sweetened, I guess.
No, it sweetens it all
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but it's kind of...
And it makes the tomato-y sauce all like sweet and like red and beetrooty. Yeah,
I think
really
we should
good.
Try that.
That's really good.
Will you get the recipe for us?
I will
us?
Do.
Can
will
be in
do.
The second cookbook, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Ollie's mum's lasagna.
Yeah, exactly.
Beetroot lasagna.
Yeah.
So when you decided to be a vegetarian was when you were about 13, did you say? 13?
Mm-hmm, yeah, 13.
How did your mum feel about that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I drove her crazy, to be honest, because... But when I first went vegetarian, she got it because she herself was vegetarian before she was pregnant with my brother. And then she said she got pregnant and she just had craving for meat.
Mm.
And
the iron,
like,
maybe?
Yeah, and then she was just like, oh, may as well just eat meat now.
So she's veggie friendly.
So she's veggie yeah. friendly.
She it's not always... hostile environment,
not like our house.
So, yeah.
But she's always been a good cook.
Yeah, she's always been good. You know, she would say her mum is who taught her because my granny is an amazing cook as well. And just always, always cooking. And my mum was always up, you know, she'd always have friends around in the kitchen. The kitchen was always the heart of the house, you know. So I always still feel like that's the same for me, even though I don't really cook.
Do you entertain, though? Do you have people around?
Very, very rarely.
Really? Well, it's because you're always a bloody tour, babe, and busy. It's hard.
It is hard, yeah. I feel, I'm like... quite embarrassed by how little I because I live by myself as well. I just feel like anytime I have food in my fridge, it goes off really quickly because I'm away, and then I'll come back and I'll just be like sad ingredients in my fridge.
Aww. Don't you just buy M&S nice things from M&S?
Yeah, or just
that's what I would
online.
Do. Treat myself.
I know. Delivery and Uber Eats. Yeah, no, I know that one.
How do you have a good diet then if you order takeaways all
have
the
Have you
time?
Not seen him dancing?
I know, but how his but diet, he like, worried about his nutrition, darling.
Oh, right, sorry, yeah.
If you're at festivals on tour and you don't cook at home, so when do you eat properly?
I know, it's bad. Sometimes
I'm
it's
worried
really
now.
Bad. No, don't worry. No, I was worried you were
going
to get worried.
Starting to worry.
Don't worry.
Okay, what have you had today?
Well, actually, this morning I made a smoothie and that was sort of my breakfast. But it's okay. A good smoothie. No, I don't.
See, that's why he looks beautiful. It's because I don't. If someone said he'd have a smoothie for breakfast, I'd kill myself.
What did you... What was in your smoothie?
But it's because I don't have anything else.
Do you
I only
put
have
things
in
like
my freezer.
Kale in, like Sam does?
No, I have a really good smoothie recipe,
come on then.
Though. Okay, so it's just loads of frozen blueberries.
Oh, yeah.
A frozen banana.
Lovely.
Almond butter.
Gorgeous.
Like a big,
yeah, I'm into this.
Dollop of almond butter. And then you can add extras. Like I always put like protein, like
so it's a full
powder,
meal.
Like a bit of extra stuff.
Would you think of yourself as a foodie?
So I've been thinking about this. I wouldn't call myself a foodie, but... And honestly, it's because I have a really difficult relationship with food, if I'm honest with you. Because growing up, like I had bulimia and an eating disorder for like throughout my teens. And it started off like there would be ways that I would like tell my mum, be like, okay, now I'm vegan or now I'm not eating
any dairy, now not eating any wheat, any gluten. Like, I really went through a lot of those. And that is not to say, like, there are people that actually do need to cut that stuff out. Like,
yeah, but you were controlling what you ate through these kind of fad things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for a long time, like, eating for, especially, like, at home or just any environment was, like, really difficult.
Right.
And it just, like, I think, and that, it just stays with you, to be honest. Like, and now I have, like, I have a healthy enough relationship with food, you know what I mean? Like, I try and eat as much, like, 3 meals a day. Like, that's important for me. Just stuff like that, which is, like, sounds really basic, and trying to enjoy food in a way that doesn't, you know, that's, like, I'm not necessarily used to. But, yeah, like, I don't, it's not, I don't want to feel like, I feel positive around food, you know what I mean? Like, and I love to share food and be with people and, like, connect
what
in that way.
But it's changed things then for you?
I
How
think
did you overcome it?
It was part of, like, a bigger, well, I guess I sort of was really struggling with low mood, like depression and anxiety, and I started to see a therapist and I started to take medication for those things and trying to sort of, like, build, like, a, you know, like, a more sort of, like, holistic approach, I suppose, to your life. And I had, you know, help with an eating disorder through therapy and those things, which I think, you know, and now it's, like, in my past, you know, but it takes a long time, and it's something that I think, yeah, it does sort of stick
so
around.
So it might have been an element of your low mood and depression.
Yeah, and, yeah, I mean, I think it's, like, it's, there's so many sort of, like, psychological factors and reasons that go into it.
When did you get bulimia? How old were you?
I was...
Do you talk about
it? Like, when I was, like, yeah, no, I've talked about it quite a lot. And I'm actually made this documentary with the BBC about mental health within the LGBT community.
Yes.
And I spoke a lot about my own experiences and, you know, the kind of, and the bulimia started when I was around 15, 16.
Was that anything to do with your sexuality or coming out or trying to find out who you were?
Totally. Like, it's all linked, yeah. You know, and I struggled a lot with my sexuality because I just didn't want to be gay, and I just, you know, and I knew from such a young age that I wasn't straight, but I just, it took me so long to kind of come to terms with it and admit that I was gay. That,
how
that
old
journey.
Were you when you came out?
I mean, fully, when I sort of told my friends and my mum, I was 19.
It must be similar for lots of people then.
It really is.
In the gay community, I think.
Did you speak to a lot of... I'm so sorry, I haven't seen the BBC
oh, no,
3. I'm
worry,
really
why?
Sorry. That was really bad on my part. But I
no,
heard
no, no,
about it,
worry.
And
yeah.
I heard it was fantastic. But did you speak to a lot of other people in similar situations, or was it very
yeah.
much focused on your...
No, I spoke a little bit about myself, and then the great thing about the process that we got to meet lots of different people throughout the community and having different experiences, you know. So we went to, like, the UK's only, like, male specific eating disorder group, and we sat in with them and, you know, discussed some of the issues that, like, people are like to face. And it wasn't just gay guys, but it was kind of trying to look at how these issues, like, do affect all of us, but then within specific communities they have, like, these specific impacts that are so damaging and are often aren't spoken about, you know, I think. And for gay people, you know, there is, once you come out, I think there is this pressure to kind of be except fabulous and, like, you live
yeah,
a great life and be proud
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
everything
yeah. And look wonderful.
Yeah, and I think there's, like, oh, of course there's a huge, like, pressure, like, body,
you can't be
politics
a yeah, it's hard to be chubby and fabulous and gay, and big pressure to look buff.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Was it your idea to do the documentary, or did they approach you? Because if it wasn't your idea, did you have to really think about whether you wanted to do this or not?
I did, yeah. Well, actually, like, I got approached. I started saying things just in that got picked up on in sort of the media about my sexuality or my mental health or whatever, for my own reasons, or, you know, whether I was just answering questions in an interview. And then I started getting approached by people saying, oh, Ollie, would you like to do, you know, front this documentary, or do you want to be involved with this campaign, or do you want to do this and this, you know? And I didn't expect any of those. And at first I was, like, very, very much like, no, I don't want to do any of this.
Mm.
But then, I don't know, this production company approached me and said, we'll do whatever you want to do, and, you know, you can choose the issues you want to speak about, and you can work with a queer team, and you can, you know, really be, the process can be, you can be involved at every step. So I was like, okay, well, that sounds good, and that sounds like I can make something that might be, you know, something really positive and helpful in some way. So yeah, it was, I mean, it was a really, really emotional experience, yeah, but it was like amazing. It was amazing.
Quite cathartic.
It was just
once it was finished. Did you feel like
God? Yeah. Like actually, in the documentary, I like went to see my mum, and we speak about, you know, like, and I ask her like, what did you, you know, did you not think I was always gay? And I'd never actually asked my mum this. I said to her like, you must have known I was gay, and she said she honestly tried. She just put it up. She couldn't think about it. She put it out of her mind because she didn't. She just was worried it would be a too. It would be a painful life for me. And hearing that from her was sort of like such an admission of honesty. And like, it was so. I don't know. Like, I really respected her for telling me that. And like, how pain. How difficult it must have been for her. And how she just wanted the best for me. And it was like, I honestly, you know, that, and that actual moment was captured on camera. It was crazy, but it was an amazing experience, you know, and like.
But you're kind of like a spokesperson for the gay community.
And
now.
That's speech.
I'm going to
I mean,
about
not
it.
Like it. You are a spokesperson, but I wondered if that's a burden for you.
Well, it's. I wouldn't say it's a burden because I do. I am choosing to do it.
Yes.
You know, like, and I do. You know, and I. So I'm passionate about it, and I care about it, and I get a lot of. I get a lot from it, you know. It makes me feel like so inspired to be alive and passionate when you
and you can make a difference.
Yeah, and that's like I feel very fortunate to be to have like a platform that I can do that with. But you know, it's always going to be there's always going to be limitations, and I always sort of see, you know, it's quite I don't know. Sometimes I like have this. I feel like I'm driven by this like energy to do these things, but then afterwards I like feel so I get this real like low like I feel so depleted, and I just sort of like, oh god, why do I feel so kind of like
it's emotional.
so speaking about the Glastonbury speech that has kind of gone very viral, the Glastonbury speech, you know, you were on the pyramid stage in front of hundreds of thousand people and you said a speech that wasn't just a quick nod to, it was a speech. It was a beautiful speech. And you looked very emotional and nervous. Like,
yeah,
were
so
you nervous?
I was so nervous. I was just like, yeah, so I felt so nervous.
It was, I mean, you put it across so, it was so eloquent. It was beautiful. But, but like, how did it feel after?
To be honest, I was so relieved that it was over because I've been thinking about this speech
right,
for like, just been going over in my mind for so long because I guess, I don't know, just, you know, it did feel like a big thing to do, but.
Were you invited to do it?
No, I just.
Decided
just
to
did
use
it.
Your platform. Yeah.
So you just
and
decided.
That like that would have eaten up like a good two songs of, you know, and like, that's amazing, I think. Like.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit, I guess it seemed, I don't know, it's parts of it I'm still quite like, oh wow, I can't believe we did that. But it's, I always say something, Glastonbury normally falls around Pride in London. So, and like our first time we played Glastonbury, I think, was actually on Pride. Mm. So I like said to the crowd, you know, like, happy Pride. And, you know, and then in the years since 2016, I've become much more involved, I suppose, in kind of what advocacy means to me and how I can best sort of like do it in my field. And so, yeah, I guess I was like, oh, Pyramid Stage is literally the biggest slot we've really ever had. So, you know, I may as well try and say something.
Good for you. And you're supported by all your band members. They knew you were going to do it.
Yeah, of course.
They knew that you were going to do that.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend for Pride?
Well, we actually were in Barcelona, in Italy. Just kidding. I know it's not in Italy.
we were at a festival.
Yeah, we played a festival, yeah.
Which one?
It was called I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, but it's called Cruia.
I did it last year.
Yes.
Yes, it's nice.
It's so nice.
It's in the same, yeah, it's been in the same place that Primavera is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kylie, what's been so amazing, yeah, has we've been sort of
in the
playing.
Same run.
Yeah, playing before amazing. Kylie on three shows recently.
Oh my God.
It's literally.
Do you love her?
I love her so much. You don't understand. Like the love I have for this woman. It just. It's become like so. Oh my gosh, she's just amazing.
Is she like a princess in real life? I can imagine her having this like regality of kind of like she's just like she's the best pop princess in the world.
She kind of just exudes this like aura of like real like glamour and. Like amazingness, but also just like she's actually just so down to earth. Like I know everyone, that's a cliche, but she really fucking is. Yeah, she just, you know, like
she's sweet,
so nice, so sweet, kind, and like I went to actually did a song with her for her. Yeah, I know. remember this was a couple of years ago at the Royal Albert Hall. She had a Christmas show, and I did a song with her, and it was honestly
the
best.
Coming in, there's going to be a baby. Is there a little girl? We've been interrupted by the AA coming and my little girl joining us. So I'm going to get the food on the table. Whilst Mum is sorting out her punctured tire that has a maybe somebody's done that, like, they don't like the podcast so much they put a nail and they slashed her tires. So I'm going to chat with Ollie whilst I cut up feta. Ollie, I hear you don't like truffle or mushroom. That was on the list that you don't like.
That's correct. I really don't like truffles or mushrooms.
What's the issue? Have you had a terrible run-in with a truffle and a mushroom?
Well, I have with a truffle, yes.
Tell me.
Basically, I used to work at this restaurant in Soho called Spuntino.
Oh my God, I love Spuntino.
They
used to do a peanut butter and jam sandwich. Yeah, I love Spuntino. It's great.
So nice
food.
You
never get a fucking table because it was one of the first ones that was first come, first served.
Yeah, which is great, but annoying. Yeah. It's very, very trendy.
Yeah.
Couldn't book a table there, No. But they did this one dish. They were very famous for it. It was called a truffle egg toast. So basically it's like a hunk of bread toasted and then they scoop out the middle of it. I'm going to get this wrong. They crack two eggs into it, put loads of fontina cheese, truffle something.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's something of the truffle and then they put loads of truffle oil on top and then just put it all in the oven and bake it. And I have to carry those like four truffle toasts on this tray up from the kitchen. Yeah, like hungover on a Sunday morning. And the smell of the truffle would make me like honestly gag. Just gag.
So it stayed with you. You literally, it brings you back to being a waiter and hangovers and...
No, I cannot be near a truffle.
That's
no.
Such a shame.
I can smell them. So they I can smell them from so far away. If you had a truffle in this house, I could smell it. Do you have a truffle?
I have truffle oil but hidden away. Ah! You could go truffle hunting.
I know exactly.
You could be a truffle pig, couldn't you? Bless you.
That would be the worst job ever and I wouldn't want it. And I think mushrooms are just like they're extensions of truffles, aren't they? Are they? No, they're different.
Are they different? I don't fucking know. I know nothing.
But vegetarians, like, they always force you to eat a lot of mushrooms if you're vegetarian. Do you know what I mean? They always just be like, oh, they're vegetarian. You'll love a mushroom dish. And I find that really offensive. Like, I'm definitely, like, I need more than just a portobello mushroom in between two slices of bread.
That is very true. It's always a mushroom burger for the veggie burger, isn't it?
Or mushroom stroganoff. Ugh.
Oh, I love mushroom stroganoff.
Oh, no.
It's not sexy.
Mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
Creamy mushroom. That's so...
What would you cook if you actually did have some food in your fridge? What would be the dish that you'd try and impress somebody with?
I have been known to make a lasagna myself.
Right.
It's not as good as my mum's, but basically I just do stuff that my mum does and then when I'm making it, I can call her and ask her questions.
Snap.
So, yeah, exactly. So she makes a really good lentil dal thing.
Lovely.
And then if you add like spinach and just salt and like garnish it with like some fancy bit of yogurt, you know, it's quite... But I actually don't think I would cook that for a date. Now that I'm thinking about this.
With friends. Okay, come on then. What would you do for a date? Oh no, this is sounding so like fucking just 17, isn't it? What would you cook for a date? But what's the one that would impress? Like that's the, is it
what
like
would impress me?
What would impress
someone else?
Someone else that you
oh,
think,
that I'm making.
Yeah, like so Carrie Ad Lloyd says that her meringues are like champion. Like she's just like they fucking shit on everybody else's meringue.
Wow.
Do you have something?
No, I don't have anything like that. Fine. No, I've got nothing. Nothing. I need help.
I'm back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
How is it? How's the tire?
Well, he puts a plug in now. It's like he's made a big hole, put a plug in, and then he says that I've got to take it in. Anyway, do you want me to help, Jess?
No, it's fine, Mum. It's all done. Ask some questions whilst we talk.
Well, I quite like him to sing his favourite famous song, to be honest.
No,
that's
not what we do.
Like, I know, but I do love that song.
No.
Which song? Which one?
Oh, God, you're asking a woman of my age to be able to remember the famous one. No, the one that is just so catchy and you want
what,
to sing.
Desire or Kiss?
Desire.
Okay,
that's it.
Is it?
Desire, yeah.
Desire.
Desire.
That's it.
Love it.
Aw.
I'll sing it for you.
Mum, oh my God, will you? No.
This looks gorgeous, Jess.
Oh, okay, thank you, Mum. But please tuck in. So we have tabbouleh with lots of bits and bobs, black beans, butternut squash, aubergine. Thank God I didn't put the mushrooms in. loads of herbs.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Pine nuts, and then a kind of a balsamic dressing just to kind of like zhuzh it up. These are pea, mint, and edamame with dill and feta.
Couldn't
and
ask
then that's fennel, nectarine, and goat's cheese salad.
Yum.
And then we've got dusty knuckle sourdough. So everyone just eat.
Excuse me, darling. Yeah. Napkins.
Oh, Mum, I can't remember where they are. Mum bought me napkins because she wanted me to be a bit more professional.
Everyone has to wipe their mouth with their hand.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, there are no napkins.
This is amazing. Oh, thank you so much. What a gift.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you for doing it. So, do you think you've got good table manners?
I want some peas. Oh, no. No,
really?
I don't. Well... What are good table manners?
Well, I mean, everyone has different opinions on it.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're being a wonderful guest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think you're well-mannered. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell your mum.
I will.
Is there anything I feel like you're gonna be like, oh, I don't really care what people do. Do you have any things that you can't stand when you're at the dinner table that other people do?
Well, being rude to waiter, I mean, having also been a waiter many times myself, is... Mm. The amount of people who are rude to waiters and you just think, oh, don't... Especially on a date. Do you know what I mean? If you're on a date with someone and your date's rude to a waiter, get out.
Oh, my God,
does
that happen a lot?
Well, I mean, why
were they being rude to you? You're like the smiliest, sweetest person in the world.
I know. How dare they?
Can I give you fizzy water or would you prefer still?
Oh, I'd love fizzy
voice?
Water.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Oh, is fizzy water bad for your voice?
Oh, I don't know, like carbonated Jessie. Shit. I don't know, but I feel like you have the most beautiful voice. Are there any things that you avoid before you sing?
No, I'm really bad. I don't do anything like that.
Do you smoke?
Yeah.
I hate you. Boys can get away with so much than girls. I swear, with their voices, they've just got more robust voices. Somebody's going to come and attack me now. What's your cocktail of choice? We should be asking people this. Mum's is a Cosmo.
Always a Cosmo. Do you like Cosmos?
What's in a Cosmo?
Vodka, cranberry juice, and Cointreau or triple sec. Mm. And they always put a twist of orange
in. It's what Carrie from Sex and City.
But it's not sweet. That's why I like it. It's quite sharp.
I would drink a Cosmo. I wouldn't order it, though.
Wouldn't you?
Would you order it?
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not a huge vodka fan. I think it's the vodka.
We can't really taste it.
Well, that brings me to my next question. What's your on your rider?
Champagne.
Darling!
Ah! Yeah. I basically now have decided.
Love that.
I know. This stage in my life, I will only drink champagne.
I fucking love you.
Jesse, do that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have it before the show or after?
No, after. Yeah.
How many bottles do they usually give you?
Well, it's usually only one. And.
Because you want the good shit.
Yeah,
what do
it
you
has
ask
to be.
For?
So it's for Clico.
Yeah, all right, okay, fine.
I mean, it's not, you know, crazy, but one bottle doesn't go far enough. So
I mean, you're
to get
doing
more.
Arenas, so I feel like a bottle of Verve Clico is absolutely fine.
Yeah,
I think that's not enough.
No, we need more.
Oh, six bottles, I think.
Agreed. We've started,
with little cute men bringing them in.
Oh,
naked.
Yes, exactly.
You should be on your rider next.
That's what'll be on my rider.
Edinburgh, that's not going to.
Yeah.
Little
men.
Six pack of champagne with little cute
men
bringing
six pack. Yeah. So what else is on your rider food wise?
There's a lot of like fruit and vegetables because we try and do, because obviously like you said, you know this, when you're on tour, it's just so hard to eat well. And everywhere you go, it's just like fast food or, well, we were last on tour in America. We were like, we were trying to hit up the best donut place in every place, in every city we went to. Because America loves donuts.
Okay.
And then, I don't know what it was. I think maybe Emery loves donuts. And so it just became a thing that we'd always get donuts.
Okay, donuts. You've had them in every, basically, kind of every city in America.
Yeah.
Where is the best?
Best donut.
You know, where there's an amazing donut place in Portland.
Voodoo.
Yes, that's it. Yes. It's famous. They do really good donuts.
They're like, but I feel like loads of people are cottoning onto those kind of donuts.
I know, you're right. Is it overkill? Is it too much?
I mean, the toppings are insane.
That's the thing. Like, I enjoy seeing, like, all these crazy donuts, but what I want to put in my mouth is basically just a glazed ring.
Krispy Kreme, man.
A Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Or a Krispy, yeah, exactly.
I have to say Dunkin' Donuts. I love them.
Yeah.
Love them. I love their coffee,
don't
too.
I really like donuts.
Their coffee's not good.
No, I
Dunkin'
like it.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah, Hannah likes their coffee.
I really?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you're a coffee snob?
I'm not a snob, but I do love coffee.
How do you make your coffee?
It's a pour over,
you
know?
You do a pour over. You're proper.
So I put it in the little paper filter in the little plastic thing.
And it's got the little spout.
It's just, it's not a spout. It's just like, like a receptacle like this.
Okay, fine.
And then you fill it with a bit of coffee and then it's got the filter. And then you like, you're meant to pour enough water to just wet all the grounds of coffee and then let it drip through. And then you pour more water and then it just fills up one mug. And then I take it back to bed and drink it. Put some milk and sugar in it.
That's
my favourite way to drink coffee.
Are you a sweet or a salty person?
I don't know. I think I'm honestly both. I do have a sweet tooth, but I sort of like, I'm trying to think of what my favourite sweet thing to eat is. Probably like a cinnamon roll.
Oh, bugger, I should have fucking got something from Dusty Knuckles.
You were going to get...
Oh, no, so it's a mediocre pud. I'm really sorry.
No.
No, you don't know what it is yet. I've got Magnums in the freezer. I'm sorry, I do, and I really like them. We've got watermelon, or we've got baklava, and it's
medium. Oh, I love baklava.
Okay, perfect.
With a nice coffee.
And we could do a coffee.
Oh, yes.
Can Sam do a pour over? It sounds like a comb over.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, okay, last meal.
Last ever meal.
You're going on a desert island.
Right.
Starter, main.
Because I can't bear the death one.
Starter, main, pud, and drink of choice. I think I know the drink of choice.
Champagne?
Yeah.
I feel like starter, maybe I want something like fried cheese. Oh, no, actually, do you know what I want? I think my favourite meal of the day is breakfast.
Great.
Love breakfast foods.
Agreed.
So I just want to structure this meal around a breakfast that I love.
Fine.
And I'm going to go with, what would I want to eat? Like, maybe like a really delicious shakshuka.
Fuck, I could have done you fucking shakshuka.
Oh, no, next time.
I did say to you, Boyardee.
I know. Anyway.
No, but this was delicious. Oh, this was very delicious.
Thank you.
Put some
halloumi.
Yeah. Some spinach, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe tomato.
So is this your starter?
I don't know.
Okay.
Or do I want that as my main?
I don't know.
But what would I have as a
Great
starter?
Great to know you, Ollie. I don't know.
Well, why don't you have fried halloumi as a starter with lime?
Mum, yes.
No, that's no, what I want. That's what I want.
You can't
darling, I
mean, his last supper.
I can.
You can.
You've been for an hour.
I want you to.
Yeah,
I think
he doesn't mind, darling. He needs guidance.
Okay. I do. You can. I want you to take over.
I want to know, are you the sort of person that will carry on drinking champagne with your meal? Or you just have
no,
it?
No, I think I either want it before or
before
after.
Before or after, okay.
Before or after?
Or in between.
Yeah, like some people will carry on drinking their vodka tonics with their dinner. And they don't have wine.
Bad.
Although it's much better for you, isn't it, to have a gin and tonic than a glass of wine. Because
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought wine was good for you.
For calories, you're
for
talking
calories,
about.
For calories, yeah.
That's what all the Towie lot, they always have vodka soda.
They do, vodka soda and lime. Oof.
Okay, we have not got to your...
Main.
So
isn't the shakshuka my main?
Yeah, you can have that as your main. And then what's your starter?
The fried halloumi.
Halloumi.
I tap the fried halloumi in the shakshuka.
Oh.
No, darling.
So now you've made room for a whole
Darling,
new...
no.
Why not? Well, that's what I did before and it's lovely.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You can have a new starter now. So you can have the halloumi in the shakshuka.
So the halloumi is in the shakshuka.
Oh my God, Holly, Jesus Christ, really? You don't have to have the halloumi in the shakshuka. Okay, don't have okay. it in the shakshuka.
Well, maybe I could just, maybe, what?
You're not greedy.
I don't know what he's going to eat on the desert if he doesn't eat fish. On the island, nuts and coconuts. Coconuts. Yeah, that's true.
What about, now I can't think of anything.
Go
for
in
starter.
For dessert. Let's go back
we'll
go, to
we'll do dessert, dessert now.
Okay, dessert. Can I have pancakes?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, well, either a classic, well, I'd probably have one classic, which would just be like a thin one that you roll up with lemon and sugar.
Crepe. Oh, yeah.
Crepe.
Yeah.
And then my other one would maybe be banana, Nutella. Oh, no, Nutella, strawberries and cream.
Wow. Lovely. I feel like we've really, we're going to get in real trouble with those people that don't like us butting in. So you need
we're
to...
now telling you what to eat.
That's yeah. what I want. I need help.
You need guidance.
I'm just wondering what could the... I mean, you can have their...
Let him
the
have two desserts, darling. Yeah. You can have your donuts with your coffee afterwards.
Oh, I could, yes. Yeah.
Speaking, should I get the coffee on? And then I'm going to yeah. actually get Sam to make it. Actually,
put
he's
coffee
like,
on.
Can I just ask you, your outfit for Glastonbury and all your other outfits?
Yes.
Who inspires you?
Ooh.
Is it you?
Do I inspire myself?
No, obviously.
Of course.
But do you, you don't make clothes?
I don't know, no. But I basically have like a few, I work with a stylist called Nick Royal, and we have like together these inspirations for like people that we're trying to kind of like
so
take inspiration from.
Who are these people?
So one of the biggest ones is Lisa Left Eye from TLC. Yeah, because...
Amazing!
And in fact, all of... do you know TLC?
Yeah, yes, I know the... So, yeah,
all of TLC, she, basically.
Yeah, but well, she passed away.
She was the rapper, and she was... I mean, they all wore amazing outfits. But that kind of moment in pop culture, which was like, I don't know, it's just a
90s
lot of... Yeah.
Glamour.
90s, noughties kind of attitude-y.
Yeah, like her, Lil' Kim,
amazing.
You know, Rihanna even now. Like, I take inspiration from Rihanna a lot.
But mostly women.
I know. A lot of women. But no. I would say on the male side, Bowie and Prince, for sure.
Okay.
That's like...
Yeah, yeah.
For me,
I
they're...
I can see that.
And Freddie Mercury, but
they're
for
supreme,
me...
They're supreme, aren't they?
Yeah, they yeah. just...
I have to say, actually, I didn't say it. I saw you at the Serpentine.
Are we there?
Party. I was. And I have to say, you did really bloody well.
Oh, God, thank you.
Because that is a tough gig, mate.
Yeah.
It's not a three-songer. You had to do a full set.
It was like 40 minutes.
Mate, on a rotating cube. My husband, actually, I should get him down. He was like, that performance was so sick.
Oh.
Like, honestly... Those things, you're very appreciative of being invited, obviously, and to perform.
Yeah.
But that's a nerve-wracking gig.
They can be a little funny because, yeah, the obviously it's not your crowd or anything. It's just these very, very well-to-do people with lots of money and some and celebrities.
Yeah.
Which is kind of quite intimidating, actually.
Did you see anybody in the audience?
I'm quite good at sort of zoning out and not focusing on anyone.
So what did you wear for that? What was it?
It was this sort of two-piece sparkly... It was all, it was from Ashish, and it was like just silver sparkles all
but
over.
He was in a red cube that moved around.
Yeah, it rotated.
Very arty.
Did you have to practice on there?
We only got, well, I mean, we practiced a little bit
so
on the day.
Comfortable.
We, I mean, I quite enjoy a little challenge like that. So
You did look like you were.
I had fun. yeah.
And
strange.
Also, you didn't have the boys with you, so
no.
It's like, it's you.
I know, it was very
quite
weird.
Quite exposed.
Very exposed.
You had two backing singers.
Yeah.
Who were great.
They're amazing.
But yeah, it was
Joanne
really...
Phoebe.
Bless my daughter who is come down, who apparently was feeling a bit sick, but is managing Ollie's Magnum really, really well.
She's really loving that Magnum.
Are you enjoying it, Bubba?
It always makes you feel better.
I told her, you have to be really quiet if you sit with us, and she's no problem. She's got a massive Magnum to eat. You happy girl?
Where'd you get these baklava? Is it baklava or baklava?
I don't know. I called it a balaclava an hour ago. Excuse me. Do you want to say it on microphone if you're going to say something? Oh, please. No, these ones are around the corner. This is not a fantastic baklava place, but it kind of hits the spot, doesn't
it?
It's sweet enough, and it's like, but yeah, I'm not a pudding person, so I'm like the worst. I'm really sorry. This was a very low maintenance
pudding.
Ollie, thanks so much for doing this.
Oh,
yeah.
It was such a
treat. He's not been here long enough.
No, I know. This is the bugger of doing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, do.
You could join us for a Christmas special.
Yeah, we want to do a Christmas special.
Oh my God.
But you have to bring a dish, Ollie, so think about that.
Okay, okay.
For the next
I'll start thinking.
Months.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for doing this. Enjoy the rest of the festival season and send our love to your mum.
I will. Thank you for having
me. I'm really sad that she didn't come.
Oh, she'll be sad.
She's on the train now.
She is.
What a shadeen.
Exactly.
How much did you love Ollie Alexander?
Absolute delight. Couldn't tell you. I'm completely mad about
him. He's so sweet. I love him.
He's so sweet. He's very humble and just an absolute delight.
Charming. Ate all our food.
Great table manners.
Excellent table manners. Thanks, Ollie, for coming over and finally joining us on Table Manners. We're so happy to have had you.
I wish to do.
Mum, you can't ask people to... That is, like, one thing that I hate. When people go, oh, you're a singer, sing. You can't do that to him. He was more up for it, I think.
Desire? He would have given us a round of
that. You didn't even know how to sing
it. I knew Desire. I do it. Dun, dun, dun. I do know that one. Dun, 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 dun.
Mum's playing the imaginary keyboard. Yeah. You should have sung it with him. Would have been a moment.
I didn't want to. Better than Budapest.
Budapest. Budapest.
What
George?
Call it?
This is the last Table Manners of season 6. Thank you so much for staying with us. Thank you for listening.
And we're all going on a summer holiday.
Is it a holiday?
No, because we're going to be in Edinburgh on our summer hollybobs.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's a really exciting thing, Mum. Watch what you say. Speaking of which, we are going to read out some of these. I mean, we've got like. Bloody hell, are those all the... fuck off. Are you kidding?
No, I swear, no.
The community hath landed in our inbox. Oh my God, we're not even going to be able to say all these. I'm just going to say some names of people that have messaged. Grace Cartwright from Prague, Amelia Phillips, Jacana Bresson, Leonora Ray, Tess Dowd. Listeners are women. Susie Miller, Vanessa Mills... Cara Rogers. Oh my God, no men listen to us. Laura Morrison. Fucking Sarah Lamlick. Fucking hell. Jesus, men. Oh, life hack for Lenny. This is from Jill Nichols. Blitz a bunch of fresh coriander and parsley with lemon, whole avocado, garlic and olive oil. Easy to spread on toast, mixed through pasta or roast veg. You'll always have it on hand. So that's kind of like a...
recipe.
No, that's not a life hack, I don't think, babe. But that is really lovely recipe.
It's a recipe.
Thank you, Jill. That's basically like a pesto. It's like a vegan pesto. Lovely. It sounds fantastic. Oh, she's vegan.
I'm not sure about she's avocado vegan. On pasta.
We got a vegan. Sarah Lamley is saying, the lookout by Gardener's Cottage. Need to book in advance and ask for the corner table. Forage and chatter. Finn and Bear, Scran and Scally. I've heard about Scran and Scally. By Nico, you need to book. And Shay Jules. Thanks, Sarah. Oh, I like this. Right. Mary's Milk Bar in Grassmarket. Ice cream to die for. Timbyard. Yeah, I agree. It's Butte Interiors, they say. And who is this from? John. Oh, John Hitchens. We do have a man that listens.
Wow.
Oh, my God. John, wow. You have given me so many Ting Tai Caravan. Judy's Coppertam, Wee Place, but Malaysian Food of Dreams. Oh, John, do you want to come out for dinner with me?
Yep.
Johnny or John? Thank you, John. Okay, Tess Dowd says that brunch... Oh, lots of people are saying this. Urban Angel, Hema, or the pantry. Dinner, Spoon, Ransack, number 11, Brunswick. Thanks, Tess Dowd. Oh, and also, if you're taking podcast guest requests, I'd love to hear Caitlin Moran. I would too. Mary Berry might need to hold back on the swearing. Yeah. And Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I've tried for Phoebe Waller-Bridge plenty. She is the most in-demand woman in the world, but apparently she sings my song as her karaoke song. So I feel like that warrants an invitation.
Which one?
And actually warrants her saying yes to the invitation.
Which one?
Wildest Moments is her karaoke song.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Maybe she was just being polite. We would love Mary Berry, Caitlin Moran, or Phoebe Waller-Bridge. That'd be amazing. Thanks, Tess. I feel like I'm in the broom cupboard on BBC BBs. Do you remember that? CBBC. I'm basically Andy Peters right now in the broom cupboard. The place that we're staying, because nothing's available in Edinburgh. And when you decide to do Edinburgh quite late in the day and you're rookies, you realise there's nowhere to stay. So we have got the most fancy place. It's got a hot tub, Mum. Maybe we should invite everyone to the garden there and do table manners in the hot tub. Be a bit like Love Island.
We could call it a new thing, a new podcast, In the Hot Tub.
That sounds...
Yeah.
A little risque.
A different angle, darling.
Thank you to everyone who's joined us over this past season. It's been amazing and slightly tiring with a newborn, but we thank everyone that has held my baby, burped my baby, dealt with looking at my boobs, and...
Roisin, the health visitor.
Thank you so much. We are having such a lovely time and we can't wait to bring you a new series soon. But whilst you wait for a new series, we will be giving you the Edinburgh Festival live Treat. Table manners. They'll be coming out. So that's three that you'll have before to satisfy you before the next series. If you do have more recommendations for the next series, I've run out of people in my phone book many a season ago. We would love your suggestions and we will absolutely try and get them. Email in at hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. What would you like to say to your fans, Mum?
I'd like to say have a lovely summer, relax, enjoy it. Maybe we'll see you in Greece.
Mum, I'm getting you a voiceover agent.
Why?
Fruity.
Why?
The Table Manners music you have been enjoying is by Pete Fraser and Peter Duffy. And our dear editor and producer is Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.